The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
All right, everybody, it's starting to happen. They're gathering. The comics are here. The day that we'll live in comedic infamy is upon us. Our host is standing right there. It's Kevin Gilroy, the world's least funny comedian of all time. Not even allowed to audition for this because he's so
he's been bad at comedy.
You just give him the opportunity. Look, you don't even know how to work the microphone. How long have you not been doing comedy? Look, it's Kevin Gilroy, everybody, and this is the first time he's ever going to hear this. Applause for his announcement. Oh, the mic doesn't work.
Hang on.
Huh? It's this one.
Number seven.
Huh? How's it working?
There he is. Now he's gone. There's Kevin.
Even the
microphone didn't want Kevin to talk.
They look good, right?
He's got no cans.
Oh, you don't have any headphones on?
Nope.
Let's just take them off then.
Okay, that's a good idea.
You can hear us. There you go. Oh, geez, he's dropping.
And the readers.
Kevin, thank you for
doing
this.
Hopefully I'm not going to have to read anything here.
Once again. No, you just got to do the introductions for the comedians as they come on. You're tonight's host.
We'll get your glasses.
Oh, host. Okay.
Oh, God. Already trying.
What do you expect?
Already started.
Yeah, no, but don't worry about it. He's not in the running.
Oh, no. Christ.
Yeah, Kevin's just a guy that's getting us from A to B poorly, like Amelia Earhart. He's the Amelia Earhart of men comedy.
It's one of ten.
We're going in the ditch.
But he's back again.
I do have to say this, though. Annie is our dog for the 12 Days of Strays today. Annie was an absolutely awesome, it was like a German Shepherd type mixed dog. She's super sweet again. She's our 12 Days of Strays. She's up there at 98kup.com. She's been at the campus too long. They're trying to get her out of there. She's beautiful. She's just one of those dogs waiting for a home. Let's do it. Another one on our list, 12 Days of Strays, is up at 98kupd.com. Thanks to Hooters and Lerner and Rowe for helping us with that and getting rid of the adoption fees for Annie today. And yesterday, we had our beautiful little Harrier hound. Gorgeous. More coming every day, 12 Days of Strays. We're very happy to do it. Are we ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. No. All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. What in the world are you doing? That's
not the Muppet Show theme. That's a remix one.
That's the urban Muppet Show.
Nathan Sutherland's Muppet Show theme.
That
was Kermit Shady.
Yeah. Shady Kermit. I think what Toledo's trying to do is start the song. Well, I'll just tell everybody. Here we go. Excellent recording. Fitting only for this particular event. Ladies and gentlemen, it's about to begin. The comedic day that will live in infamy is happening right now. We have our comedian's host, Kevin Gilroy. Welcome.
How you doing, John? How you doing?
Don't talk too much.
Don't talk too much. I'll try that.
That's right. The comedians are coming on today. 1 minute. They will get 1 minute of time on the stage here at the comedian stage. That's just a box. We just have them stand on a small box.
Stage.
Jeremy will be working the spotlight. I'd like it to move, like kind of a cinema verite with the light. And I would like that to happen. Like, just get it up in their face. Do whatever you can. You can uplight. You can downlight. Jeremy's in charge of the lights. We'll have our five comedians come up, putting the pressure on them.
It's
and
warm,
the winner today will be somebody who opens up tonight's big happy ending show, headlined by John Lovitz, Ali Sadiq, Colin Kane. Three headlining super acts we put together every year to end our year. It's a little early this year. We're still doing it. Are you ready, Kevin?
I am ready.
Do you know who the first comedian is?
I do not have the list.
Wow.
And I also do not have my glasses.
Don Dario is our first.
Don Dario.
All right, we go.
Bring Don Dario. Oh, and everybody, you can watch this at 98K.
We got the headphones working now, too, by the way.
Oh, by the way. Okay.
So, yep.
Coming up first, our very funny comedian here, Don Dario.
Excellent job, Kevin. That's perfect. Well done. Right on the money. Don Dario's in sweats.
Now, what I've told them is if they wanted to write an intro to give to you, they can.
And they're doing that outside.
Some of them have come with one. None of the first five have one.
Okay, that's right. Well, Kevin, go talk to the next guy and see what he wants you to say. That's what a good guy. Don Dario.
Next gal, Kevin.
It's a girl. Don Dario's on the stage. Don Dario, welcome to our comedy club.
I forgot the tradition. Hey, I was going to have him do is rub Kevin's rub head.
That's right. Rub Kevin's head.
In lieu of the log.
That's our Apollo. All right, Don, you got it. You've got 1 minute. Hit it, man.
Well, guys, I just want to say it's my grandma's birthday, so happy birthday, grandmother. Yeah, we love you. We miss you. I hope none of you guys have to deal with dementia. My grandmother, actually, and we lost my grandmother in 2020, you know. But we found her in 2021, so, you know, I don't know if it's dementia. Yeah, it's probably alcoholism. And I tell you, you can't be doing that kind of stuff, Grandma. You know, she starts crying, blaming her parents like we all do. But, you know, parenting's hard, you know, especially if you're trying to teach your son or your unique daughter how to pee standing up. And they're not getting it, you know. My old lady's mad at me today because I yelled at our son for not knowing how to pee standing up. I told her, but he's 19. You know what I mean? Like, the time he's 20, he's going to be naked in traffic with grandma. Like, I got to do something, guys. You know what I mean? And that's my time.
That's your man. Well done, Don Dario, the kickoff. Not terrible. See, Brett, listen with good ears. Don Dario, nice job. Thank you. His grandma is sick. His grandma's very ill.
Boy, Gilroy's getting his exercise in today.
We're
doing
getting
his
Gilroy
steps.
It's plyo word for Gilroy today.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you.
Gilroy, who's next?
Coming up next is Olga Godoy. Goes by Funny Bruja.
She calls herself Funny
Bruja.
Been
doing comedy for 2 years, yes.
I think I remember you. Weren't you here before?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Olga.
Watch out on the roller.
Funny Bruja.
Oh, man. I think it came unlocked.
That's all right. She'll be all right. Oh, she's on it. Nice job. Jeremy is there. Funny Bruja. She steps up on the stage. Welcome, Funny Bruja, Olga.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, go right ahead. You have 1 minute. You're on.
So I go by Funny Bruja because I can't go by my legal name because I'm an immigrant. I recently just started dating. I believe in relationship, you know, equality in relationships. He pays for dinner. I overdose in Plan Bs. Yeah, I'm like the fertile version of Oprah, you know? You get a baby and you get a baby. But there's like so many immigrants already that I really don't want to have no more babies. Because we're taking over. Anyways, yeah, so I'm representing all the female comics, all the unfunny ones.
That's true. It's so true.
Not arguing.
I'm sorry, I'm talking
to
the crowd.
Don't be the heckler.
So true!
That's so true. Very true.
Did you hate your pants?
But the great thing is, like, I'm the only one here, so it's pretty cool. You know? Yeah. I thought... Right. I'm just like staring because I'm like, I thought I had a minute. Part?
You do. That's a minute. You're good.
Yeah.
You got to wrap it up on your own. It's not my job. You have to have your closer. A Funny Brouhaha.
I'm Funny Brouhaha.
All right. Nice job, Funny Brouhaha. Your confidence is better than it was, but it still needs to be, like, you need to be bigger.
I need to be bigger.
Not pregnant bigger, but bigger. You know what I mean? Not like, you know, not like girl bigger. I'm not telling very rarely.
And if it's, you know, 1 minute or you know the time, what's your closing joke?
Yeah.
You ended on that one.
Jokes are funny, but it seems like you just kind of quit on yourself a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that. Okay. You're standing up on a stage. Own it. Own that little box. Ooh, geez, that doesn't sound good. All right, well, thank you, Olga. Thank you, Funny Bruja. Girl comedian making fun out of girl comedians. I like that. That's good stuff. Oh, Kevin.
Gilroy,
nice
everybody.
Job. Thank you. Thank you.
Good job.
You. They got to hang around the whole time to find out who wins in the end, too.
Right.
That's the best part. All right.
Well, some of them in the past have had to go to work.
Some will just leave because they know
that
they...
Why don't you just say, hey, you don't need to hang around.
Okay.
Be like Carson. You ain't coming to the couch. Yeah.
Just give you the circle finger. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for coming. Yeah. I'm doing it to Gilroy right now. You don't need to hang around.
Thank you. I had a tip for the audience and I forgot to say.
Oh, no, he wrote a joke.
No, it's not a joke. I just say, do what I do and get as high as possible.
Okay. There we go.
Thank you for that.
Coming up next,
he's instant death. Like, he's instant death. That wasn't even a joke and it just felt like a bad joke. Oh, Kevin.
It's just the truth.
You got to change your name to, because that's what everyone calls you. I'm sorry. Kevin, go ahead.
Coming up next, last year he got the participant's trophy. This year he's ready for the first and
we didn't do it last year, Kevin.
Oh, I don't know what year it is. Come on.
Oh my god. I know you.
It's Mr. Abrar Meniar.
All right, Abrar. We know Abrar. Abrar actually was on stage. You're still doing work for Caliendo sometimes, aren't you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, Abrar's funny.
Yeah.
This is finally gonna the first two can go. Abrar's going to set the bar. All right, go
Sorry,
ahead.
Don.
Sorry, Abrar.
No pressure, right?
None.
Yeah, Gilroy busted out the jacket after 2 years. That's pretty good.
hasn't been washed. Been strong.
It is a disgusting looking coat Gilroy has on.
Still got lint from 2019 on that jacket. This is cool, man. This is cool. My name's Abrar. I know this guy's like, hi, buddy. Sounds like a made up name to me. Yeah. So is every other name on the planet.
That's true.
You know, it's a word somebody made up. You answer to it like a dog. That's what a name is. But yeah. Don't drop the soap, they say in prison, right?
Right.
You know, like the guy next to you is going to leave you alone if you hold on to the soap tightly enough.
Can't go after him.
No, exactly, right? Like it's not contingent upon your grip strength, dude. Like, he bought body wash and a loofah, he's not going to play poker with you, all right? Yeah. I'm vegetarian. People say, you know, why do vegetarians have to make their food taste like meat? You know, if you don't want to eat meat, just don't eat meat. But the logic is pretty solid. It's the same reason you buy like a sex doll, right? You know, you don't want to, you want to fornicate with something that's lifeless.
That's how you close. That's how you close.
But don't want to kill a prostitute. That's
that's it. You want to go? You got more? One more? You want the room for a second?
Yeah, I mean,
are you giving him extra?
Yeah, I'm giving him extra because he's good. This is good for the show.
Yeah, I was gonna do a dirty joke. It's morning radio. I was gonna do a joke about eating ass.
Okay.
I decided I should not. It's a little too tongue in cheek.
Brady loves that one.
Brady has just hired you for every kid's party ever.
Good
for
awesome,
the eating
guys.
Thank you, Abrar.
Every judge, Abrar.
Abrar was great because when we hired Frank for the last show, and he brought Abrar on to do like 5 minutes during Frank's set, and I'm like, you literally outsourced your job. It's crazy. Abrar's amazing. Thank you, Abrar.
All right, this is better play to you. I was going to record say that.
All right. Hey. Unfortunately.
We've got 18 more to go.
Unfortunately, I'll say that Funny Bruja and Don Dario, who I liked, can go home. Abrar beat you. So Abrar is now a leader in the clubhouse. We can just do it that way this year. Just find, if you can't, now you got to top Abrar.
Yeah, if you got to get back to work or something. Or appreciate
There's just no reason to stick around. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Abrar just beat.
I was trying to beat.
They were good, but Abrar won those three.
He did.
Yeah, okay. So then why would we have them hang around all day?
Prison soap joke. Brady.
That's right. Come the prison on. Soap joke is solid. Yeah. And the grip.
Tongue in cheek.
Anyway. See how that went? Yeah. Hey, Kevin, look out.
I get Brady.
That tongue in cheek was pretty great. Kevin, look at us laughing.
I'm stealing.
You've never seen an audience this happy when you're on stage ever in your life.
You don't think Abrar knows you're stealing that?
Stealing what?
Oh, for God's sakes, I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he does it.
It's like an energy drink.
It's like the opposite of Ben Franklin's invention. It's like he took all the electricity and throws it somewhere else. All right, Kevin, go ahead.
Coming up next, I'm excited to see this guy. He seems to be a Sesame Street MMA fighter. It's Elmo Ortiz.
Is that real?
Yeah. Nice.
Elmo Ortiz. I like this. All right. And Elmo looks intimidating.
That's it.
He's like, he's in shape. Yeah.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Elmo Ortiz, how are you, man?
I'm fantastic.
All right.
MMA street fighter?
Is that what he said? Was that his joke?
He said that.
God, he's terrible. I'm sorry for that, Elmo. You've gone through so much with that name, and now you got to deal with Gilroy's intro of you.
Elmo's the fifth Elmo?
The fourth.
Fourth Elmo.
There are four other Elmos.
That's four other Elmos, yes.
You're an Elmo like your father and his father before him.
Yes.
How about that?
It's very exciting.
It is quite exciting. Are you going to make another Elmo?
I tried.
Yeah, get the mic up a little closer.
I'm sorry. I tried, but I lost. So instead,
Sid's?
He got the middle name. No, not Sid's. I lost my first one.
Oh, Jesus, God. Don't talk about it. Bring Gilroy back.
Well,
no, but he said he lost.
No,
I'm like,
this
what
is better
mean?
Than Gilroy. Yeah. No, please.
Sid's is funnier
you just
than
died
Gilroy.
For Sid's. Yeah.
No.
If you had a comedy marquee that said Elmo. Performing tonight, Sid's, and then the one next door said Kevin Gilroy, I'm going to the Sid's.
Oh, absolutely.
Show. Sorry about that, Elmo.
No, hey, you know what? That's okay. I can understand the Sid's reference, though.
Yeah.
But if you look outside the window, it looks like the entrance for a methadone clinic. I'm pretty sure you can find your Sid's patients right there. So, hey, you know what? Let's get started on this thing. It's so loud in this year, so I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Let's get started here. You know what? Omicron variant is absolutely crazy. This COVID thing is messing up Arizona. I tried going to a fancy restaurant the other day, you know, Red Lobster. And when I walked up to the door, there was this huge guy, and he was like, hey, man, where's your card? I'm like, what card? I'm like, your vax card. I'm like, I don't have a vax card. And he's like, well, no vax card, no entrance. I'm like, you serious? He's like, that's the way it is. So as I'm leaving, there's customers walking up. They're like, they don't want to give me eye contact. I'm like, kiss my butt, man, whatever. And as I'm leaving, I see a cook on the side of the entrance. And he says, hey, you looking for carts? Like, I got carts. He goes, let me give you the password. Gives me the password. I go to the other side of the restaurant, and I see a guy. He's waving me down. He has a Viking hat, red and blue paint on his face, and he has a Q on his chest. And he's like, hey, bro, come over here. Give me the password, and I'll give you a card. I'm like, I have to tell you the password. You got to tell me the password. I really have to tell you the password? I got to tell you the password. I'm like, fine. Let's go, Brandon. So he goes ahead. He gives me the card. I take the card. I'm so excited. I walk up to the fancy restaurant again, and the guy's like, no vax card, no entrance. I'm like, here you go, buddy. And I forgot to really look at the name of the card. So he's looking at the name of the card, and he's like, really, this is your name? I'm like, yes, that's my name, Donald Trump. There you go.
Elmo Ortiz, was that your last name?
Elmo? Yes, it is.
Elmo Ortiz. All right.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you. Elmo told a whole story, and it made me hungry for Red Lobster. Kevin's like, thank you, Elmo.
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Thank you. You didn't beat a bar. So, Elmo, thank you, but you can come.
That's why you said that a little
joke
quiet.
Was long. It was a long minute.
It was a long setup.
One joke, but it was fun. The QAnon shaman was in it.
Yeah.
You guys got that.
Yeah.
Just, I'm helping you out.
Is that a local
thank
joke?
You.
Just trying to keep it to where Kevin doesn't talk. Kevin Gilroy, everybody.
Coming up next, it's only his second time on stage.
Oh, my.
And he just happens to be Fitz's cousin, Jared Madrid.
Is that right?
And he came out to our home.
He was. He was
oh, I was going to say, yeah, I know you. We were talking to you the other night.
He's got the
his 11-year-old son that weighs 260 pounds and is 6 feet tall. Yeah. He's 11.
Oh, I remember.
Daddy. Exactly. It was crazy. Sorry. What was your name again?
Jared Madrid.
Jared Madrid. How do I forget? All right, Jared, you have – this is only your second time doing this.
Exactly,
all
second
right.
time.
Don't bomb.
I hope not.
Go get him.
All right. Tell me when to go, start.
Right now.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, visiting Guatemala, I was thinking I was Andrew Zimmers, just eating everything, I'm telling you. And then all of a sudden, I had to go to the bathroom, an open market. Oh, that's an experience in itself. They give you three little strips of paper. And then – so I told her I need more, so I gave her a $10 bill. About the whole roll. So I'm walking down the stalls, and I notice there are no bathroom stalls. Oh, man. So I go, I'm all the way to the back for the privacy. When I get done, I left a small pyramid back there out of the water, you know. So I'm going to flush the toilet, and I go, where's the water? There's a 55-gallon barrel. You got to throw some buckets in here. That's how it works.
Ew.
Ew, I know. So then I go, three drops, nothing. She said, just leave it there. So on my way out, I tossed Abuelita $20 to clean it up, you know. She's just a little old lady there, you know. I had never been there.
Right.
It was a trip. Don't go if you don't have to go.
Okay.
You know when...
You know, this is more like a voter's guide. I'm like, yeah, he's got a little help. Advice. Travel advice from
a little pointer,
our
pointer, you know.
Thank you. Avoid Guatemala.
If you leave a pyramid in there.
Yeah. And when your ass cheeks are sweating, you should have been there about 2 hours ago.
In Guatemala or the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah, all right. Time's up. Nice job. Jared Madrid, everybody. Second time ever trying this.
Ever. Nice.
Are you going to give it a run?
I'm going to give it a run.
All right. The only thing I can tell you is, like, you're confident. Like, you're good. You got that, but you'll get better with time. But you just snap it up. Just speed her up.
When they told me 60 seconds, I was like, well,
I know. It's tough, right?
It's tough.
But that's all you get. And a lot of times you'll lose a room in a minute. Trust me. I've been on stage and done it. It's horrifying.
Yeah. I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, great.
Jared Madrid, everybody. And his kid is going to make him $1 billion. You don't even need to worry about this comedy thing.
Michael Orr.
Yeah, be funny at parties or whatever else, because this kid of yours introduces me to his kid the other night. I think he's 11. And I'm like, 11 what? Like, stone? What do you do by a different weight thing? And he said, no, he's 11 years old. And I'm like, no, he's not. And I wanted ID, but you can't get one off an 11-year-old. Like,
right.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. He's an adult man at 11. It's crazy. And he just turned 11, right?
Yeah.
He was 10 a few days ago. It doesn't make any sense. You can't. Anyway, congratulations. Thank you, Jared. Jared Madrid, everybody. Still not as good as a Brar. You can go. Brar is hilarious.
He set the bar.
That's awesome.
He set the Brar bar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we done with the first five?
First five is done.
Right. Oh, Kevin just gave me a television break sign. I gotta take a break. Take a break. Kevin's. Why don't you take a break right now?
We need you to go ahead and break.
Hard break. Hard break. We had a hard break on the fives. There you go. All right. The day that it's not as bad as Play-Doh.
Most of it.
Well, no, some of it stinks.
Brar, right?
Yeah. We kicked it off with a Brar, and that could just be all downhill from here. But I like this.
You disagree with that, Brett?
What's that?
Shot the load too early?
He might have a little bit.
He was, well, he's the best one so far. Yeah, sure, absolutely, 100%.
Sure. Abrar's great. All right. All this is to try to find our opener for tonight, The Needle in the Haystack at Holmberg's Happy Ending tonight. Tickets available if you want to go. Not many, but we do have some left over for Lovitz, who I can't wait to pick up at the airport and listen to him, bitch. And then have Colin Kane and Ali Sadiq, who I fell in love with Ali Sadiq when he was here. That was just a happy energy, a great dude. And he was in jail for 20 years, so he knows about the soap thing. For sure. Ali's a great guy. So I'm very excited to have this guy. What a lineup. This is going to be a funny show. Something for everybody. I mean, Colin Kane is like killer. Me in a beautiful body.
Yeah.
He's a handsome me, but just ridiculously killer. Like, he's my spirit animal. And then Ali's just hilarious, and John Lovitz is John Lovitz. We all know it. By the end of the night, we'll all be talking about John Lovitz, so that'll count it. Five more coming up in just a second as we only got 25.
I don't think
only. What was I thinking?
I think there's 22 out there.
Okay, we're good shape then. So we'll get that together. Next five coming up is the day that we'll live in comedy infamy continues here as the Comedy Club of the Morning Sickness is open for business.
Whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.
Boy, that couldn't be more true. Here we are in the middle of the HMS Comedy Club looking for a star. And Kevin Gilroy is not that person, but he is our host today. Kevin's a good sport. Kevin's coat is horrible, though. That coat is, everybody's kind of looking at it like, don't touch Kevin. There's something wrong with it. He reached into his pocket and he said, hey, I just found some stuff from the last time I wore this coat. He pulled out a newspaper that said, OJ found not guilty. It's the oldest coat that I've ever seen.
A dead man's jacket from Goodwill.
Oh, there's no question that Grandpa's clothes are in Kevin's hands now. And some family thinks that Grandpa's favorite suit has got a good world, but it doesn't. This poor guy's suit is in hell. Hi, Kevin.
That's going okay. It's going great here. You know, I love this attention. I'm working on sarcasm, okay?
You're doing great.
How's the lighting, Colbert?
Kevin, help him out with some lighting.
The lighting is lacking.
You know, and you can watch all this if you're a sadist on 98kupd.com. Toledo, do me a favor and turn the other lights out. Let's just go full spot on this.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Let's make
get
this
a romantic
thing
for me and Brady.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Come on.
Just immediately. Like, there is no
really
possible.
No,
Mars has more air
I can't
than
this
guy.
Day One of Palladio is sounding pretty good right about now.
Oh, man. Blood Eagle Army, I'd go to your concert.
I'd do a good Peter Murphy when he just starts singing.
Who's Peter Murphy?
He's a singer from Bauhaus.
Oh, that
he
guy.
Made gothic music.
Okay. Again.
Now, like there's some passion.
Yeah, but no, that was passion?
Passion of the Christ. Come on.
Nathan Sutherland's victim had more energy.
Guy. That's part of my 1 minute. That's part of my 1 minute.
Can we bring up Nathan's ex-wife, Nathan Sutherland's ex-wife? She could host with more passion than this. All right, Kevin, go ahead and introduce the next
Coming
comic.
Up next is Bo Greer, and his entry is The Bro Show, Arizona.
Oh, Kevin, read it like a goddamn human.
I'm trying to, but it's like he gave me his whole minute here to read. I guess I'm doing his jokes here.
Give me that.
Okay, I'll give it to
this
you.
This is ridiculous. The man took the time to read. This is how you read, Kevin. You're an adult. The Bo Show, Arizona, is a comedian actor working on an animated series launching on the Tough Crowd platform in March. He will be in three theater productions next year in Phoenix. Bo has been a body double, really, and has survived live gunfire action. I know which one he is. I know. Is that what it says? Live gunfire action scenes in New Mexico. We all just turned into bigots for a second. Somebody survived a bullet wound. None of us went for the joke. We all just like, I know which one that is. What's his name?
His name is Bo Greer.
Bo Greer, come on in here, Bo. That's a good joke. I like that. It's about live action scenes. Were you a body double for real?
Yep.
For who?
Lawrence Fishburne. A few times.
No kidding. Lawrence Fishburne. Morpheus. Yeah, you got to stand up on the stage. This one might go.
Today.
Nice.
All right.
Put the headphones
large
on.
Large man.
He's a big guy. Yeah. Is Lawrence Fishburne that big?
Yeah. He's a big dude. I got a picture of my phone.
Of you two together?
Yeah.
What movie were you? When was that?
I did the one where they're running drugs across the Canadian border on Netflix. And
oh, no kidding.
Yeah, where all the scenes in the mountains and stuff where you think it's Lawrence.
It's you.
Yeah.
No kidding.
What is it? Shot Callers? I did all the shooting scenes and the live fire scenes.
Really?
I got in trouble because they didn't tell us that Jaime Lannister, which was the biggest actor on the planet,
yeah.
Yeah.
was in that movie. And I come running up with an M4 and I'm like,
holy shit. You know, that's Game of Thrones.
They're like, I know you.
Rick Rose, like, I can hear that on the sound. Who said that?
You're talking about the awesome dude that's in the movie with you. Got starstruck in your own thing.
Oh, yeah.
You're Lawrence Fishburne's body double, and Jamie Lannister, like, goddamn. He bangs his sister. Yes. All right. Bo, what was your last name again?
Greer.
Bo Greer.
Will
All right,
you
Bo?
Push that kid out of the window?
Right, yeah. Go right ahead, sir. You've got All your time. Right.
I am the Bo Show AZ, and I grew up in a time and place that no longer exists. A time long before social media, back when Sean Connery told Barbara Walters live on TV that a man can slap a woman with an open hand. And if she begins to hit him back, she must be beginning to like it, Barbara. And all Barbara Walters could say before social media to James Bond was that you're going to get a lot of hate mail because of what you said. And Lord Connery goes on to say, I might get a lot of females too, Barbara. And that man went on to make another James Bond film that we called The Rock. And it brought in millions to the box office. Did it affect me? Did it affect you? No, because in the 80s, the only thing we cared about collectively were little white girls falling in wells. That's all we cared about. But yes, I was prepared as a young boy by my elders growing up in a cornfield in Indiana, where my elders used to say things like, boy, if you gonna party with the crows all night, you better be ready when the rooster comes a-crowing in the morning. And I said, wait, that's messed up. You just said if I party all night with the big black birds that can fly, I gotta get up and go to work with the little white bird with the red neck that goes, cock-a-doodle-doo. And they said, boy, that's why you're gonna go to college, because you asked too many questions just like Barbara Walters. I'm the Bo Show AZ, everybody.
Right. Bo Greer, you don't hear a lot of Baby Jessica jokes nowadays.
Yeah.
But I like that he
Bring
brought her
back.
Home.
Bring
him back, baby, because she's like 30 now, at least, right?
Yes.
Baby Jessica got tugged out. She actually got kind of hot, if I remember seeing pictures.
Yeah,
she looked
I think
pretty
so.
Good. Nice job. And some odd, uncomfortable, racist sounding voices in the middle of that.
Loved it.
But you
Loved
can do it.
It.
You're allowed. If I did that, cancel Central.
Yep.
But I couldn't start any sentence with, boy, I'm in trouble. Bo Greer, thank you very much. Yes. And tell Jamie Lannister we said hello.
Yeah.
Bo Greer, everybody, from the Bo Show AZ. There you go. Nice job. Sorry about Kevin Gilroy and that horrible introduction. You tried. And Gilroy sucks the air out of the room without even saying a thing. Bo is fun energy, and look, Gilroy. It's like with those experiments in rooms where there's no air and cans get smashed, or space movies where like the whole thing
implosion.
Yeah, it's implosion. Yeah, it's, look at him.
I'm available for your holiday parties if you want to get people out of
That's
quickly.
Your best joke in 5 years.
Kevin Gilroy. He just said timing. That's called
He's
timing,
back.
Kevin. You just did one with timing.
Where did that come from?
I have no idea. You must have borrowed that from one of the guys in the hallway.
Abrar wrote it.
Of course he did. Can we? Should Bo stay or go?
I think he should stay.
Okay,
stay.
We'll kick you. We'll stick around for Bo. I like Bo. He was fun.
Coming up is Dave Holloway. He says you have his intro, so probably a smart guy.
Okay.
No, I got Dave. Okay. Dave Holloway shows around Valley in a movie with Dean Cain on KUPD's Fireside Chats on a regular basis, ladies and gentlemen. It's Dave Holloway. Whoa! This is you.
With Dean the Don
Cain? We know
him.
We know this guy. You're the Boston guy, right?
No, that's Alan.
Oh, that's Alan. All right, never mind. Yeah. I have no idea who you are. All right, I'll try again, Dave. All right, Dave Holloway, everyone. Right. Nice job.
Nice to see you face to
face. Well, sorry about that. Get that microphone. You got to remember how comedy works. You got to talk into that. Take your time.
Okay.
Kevin, you should be handing them the mic.
How about Big Dick Toledo? Where's he at?
Right there.
I'm right. My dick's bigger than you.
Bigger than all of them? Jesus, I've never heard anybody. I've heard my dick's
That's
bigger
possible.
Than yours, not bigger than you. All right, go ahead, Dave.
So I got fired from my job. I used to work for the cable company. Now I work at DoorDash.
Oh,
and it's so interesting how people have so much faith that I, Dave, their DoorDasher, will not eat one of their French fries on the way to the order because I'm broke and hungry and fired. They have so much faith in that, yet no faith in anything else like elections and vaccines. I deliver to a lot of people. I deliver to Mexicans. We have a special...
Oh, okay.
I mean,
there we go. This is good.
Brett just perked up.
You know, we have a special kind of Mexican here in Arizona.
Oh.
You ever hear of metrosexuals? They're like guys that are well put together, you know, everything's looking good, borderline gay.
Yeah.
We have these things called mexrosexuals.
Okay.
Kind of the same thing, but if you look at their girlfriend funny, they'll basically shoot you in the forehead, but their eyebrows are on point.
Mexicans will kill you.
No.
Good luck getting out of the parking lot.
Yeah, Dave, I don't want to tell you. Where's Kevin? Bring Kevin back.
I'm celebrating here.
Are there any Mexicans in the
hallway? Good to see other white people in the studio today.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about right there. See him? There's one right there in the hallway.
Flashing gang signs. Okay. Holloway might be right.
Flashing the gang signs, but you know what? His shoes are looking good and his fashion.
You're going to get beat up.
I'm going to leave y'all.
I'm nervous.
I am too.
I'm celebrating.
Celebrating.
I'm going to leave you with a Thanksgiving joke, guys.
Okay, right on time. Okay.
Happy holidays. What do you get when you are sitting across from your hot cousin on Thanksgiving dinner? What do you get?
A hand job. No.
Wish boner. Wish boner.
Oh God.
David. Good night, everybody.
Let's welcome next year's host, Holloway. Dave Holloway.
All right. Thank you very much.
Kevin, nice. Thank you, Dave.
You want another one? Or?
No, God,
we're good.
No, no, please, run. I tell you, you can go.
I think I'm stepping to a bra a little bit.
That's a funny thing he said all day.
That's a good one. We got one on the way out. I tell Dave he can go to work, but he's not doing that. Deliver Egg McMuffins to people. All right, Kevin, you're back in the room.
Coming up next is a regular here. One of our
regular.
Been on everyone.
A regular. You make Brady sound like like a poet laureate.
That's one of the McDonald's burger people.
The regular. Oh yeah, the regular. I remember. Ooh, I hated the regular. Bad dreams about that one.
Mr. Jonathan Gerber. He's been frittering his life away at the local comedy amateur scene for 7 years now, and this might be his final shot for redemption on this show here.
That's not a word.
For redemption.
For redemption.
Brady understood it.
But you got to hand him the mic. Everybody's having a problem. Just hold it and give it to him. Jonathan, come on in. Jonathan was a finalist a couple years ago. He's good.
Yeah.
I remember Jonathan.
Redemption tour.
He's on his redemption tour. Oh, hang on there. All right, good job. It's like a balance beam. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Go right ahead, sir.
I don't think that any of us is comfortable with the fact the Taliban's back in power, but if it's our fate to suffer another 9/11-style terror attack, I know a lot of people would love to see jumbo jets plow into Facebook headquarters, the CDC, and any Dutch brothers during rush hour.
There you go. There you go.
Now we got something.
Love it.
I'm a big fan of the comedy of both Bill Cosby and Louis C.K., but it's clear that Cosby has the rapier wit.
That's brilliant. Intelligence joke.
That's funny. Biden's transportation secretary, Mayor Pete, is the first openly gay cabinet member, so the Hershey Highway at least should be very well maintained.
Build back better.
Let's go, Brandon.
Nice. I don't know who's feeling more uncomfortable nowadays, a black woman named Karen or a cracker named Shaniqua. I paid for 3 abortions, so no one can ever accuse me of being a deadbeat dad. I take care of my kids. I do have one child, though. I call her the one who got away.
Toledo calls his
I don't want to get all political, but if chokeholds are banned, my ex-wife will never again have another orgasm.
That's one more?
Oh, one more.
Keep going.
I wish that Gabby Petito's corpse hadn't been found so quickly because I would have loved to have seen her featured as the first missing Caucasian woman on Kane's Cans of White Claw. Have you seen this basic bitch?
He's attacking Gabby Petito.
Yes, we have. I like that. All right, Jonathan Gerber, right?
Yes, correct.
Jonathan Gerber.
Good focus.
I like you. I liked you 2 or 3 years ago, and it's better now. Well done. To have the gall to go after Gabby Petito's corpse, it's probably still warm. That was awesome. Thank you, Jonathan. Well done.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Jonathan can stay.
Stick around.
Yeah,
definitely.
Stick around. We might have to hang on to you. Well done. We might have to joke off between, like we do at the end there with the comedians. That was good. Nice job. Jonathan almost won a couple of years ago. I think he lost to that Chuck guy.
Oh God,
Gilroy.
Almost lost Gilroy.
God, almost.
Would have been.
So close.
Fingers crossed.
Happy
so
holidays. Close. Dave Holloway, stick around.
What a day. What a day. Yeah, Dave Holloway, you can go. I'm sorry. What was I saying? Who's next? What?
I said for him to stick around in case Gilroy kills
him. Yeah, Dave Holloway might be Gilroy Jr. It's like it's Gallagher 2. It's
poor guy.
Gilroy 2. How you doing there?
I'm doing good.
You got your glasses on and then you couldn't walk.
I'm blind, so I need these now.
You haven't worn them the whole time.
Yeah, when did
and
you
then
them?
When you put them on, you almost fell over.
I told you I was high, too.
Okay. You hear that sucking sound? That's all the air is gone. All right, Gilroy, go ahead.
Coming up next, I like this guy because he changed his last name so I could say it. His name is Tyrus Craig.
Tyrus Craig. Give him the mic. Be right. Tyrus Craig. We know Tyrus. We started Tyrus's career accidentally. Jesus, with the glasses. What do you have, lupus? How many times things are you going to drop?
Get the old man chain on there.
Right.
Keep him around. Drop him down.
Somebody get him a chain immediately. Tyrus, how are you?
Orle, vatos.
Oh, hey, no.
Right. Muy bien to meet you aquí en 800 puto 3. La Campesina no más.
You did the wrong show.
Oh, shit. Worried about
where's the lasers and stuff? Don't say that.
Oh, my God. I'm a landscaper, guys. Or that was cultural appropriation of the Mexican people. When you've been doing landscaping as long as I have, it's living my vida loca. Anyways, cultural appropriation. It really bothers me. I hear about it every day. I hear all kinds of BS, especially from John in the mornings about true. People getting in trouble for crap they did like 20 years ago. Let me tell you, yo, I've been cultural appropriating since 1985, since I was 6 years old. And luckily, because it's 2021, I can now identify as a straight, white, black, Native American, multicultural pansexual.
Wow.
Yeah. Dang. Brady, you know pansexual because you got a good affliction frying for pan, a non-skick.
Oh,
non-skick skillet.
Joke dick.
Joke dick.
Wow.
Anyways.
Joke in the middle of your joke.
I've heard it 1,000 times.
The non-skid pan joke?
Yeah, the pansexual thing.
Oh.
So,
to me.
Don't get mad at me.
To me.
Yeah. Get mad at Tyrus. He's the one making fun of you.
So I was 6 years old. It was 1985. My mama took me to see a Bruce Lee movie, you know, right after she got home from prison. And as, for the rest of my life, it was like, Tyrus, take out the garbage. I'm like, oh, garbage can, you have no thing on me. I am white trash. She'll be like, Tyrus, go pick up that dog shit. I'd be like,
Tyrus, time is up. That's it. You gotta kill him. The light's on. Damn it, Tyrus, cussing on the. You blew it. You gotta keep it safe. Keep it simple, stupid.
At least here.
Tyrus, yeah. On stage, go nuts.
Yeah, my bad. I meant.
Idiot. Put that down.
Down.
Give it back to Kevin. Kevin's at least safe. Tyrus cussed, and that's an immediate out.
Immediate out.
He's gone.
Out.
Back to your go mow something. Tyrus cussing on the air like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got comments online about you, Gilroy.
Uh-oh.
There always is.
Yeah.
Is it my mom again?
No. Just people saying, kill him. So the only emails I'm just getting, there's like 400 in a row.
Jonathan owes me some cereal because I just spit it out of my mouth at Gabby Petito.
Yeah, Gerber was pretty solid. That was great. There's Gilroy. Remember that bus driver when you went to school that was really funny? Gilroy reminds me of him. I don't remember that man being funny at all either.
Hey, that hurts. My mom was a bus driver.
That is not surprising.
That's why I'm safe, because the only profanities I know since she was a driver for a deaf school is I only know how to sign language profanities, so I'm safe. I could have helped you out last night.
Christ! Oh, my God. Seriously.
Bring Holloway back in.
Yeah.
That's the best rest you've ever had.
You're worse than Brady's Instagram.
Whoa.
That is a low blow. No. That is a low blow.
That hurts. Yeah.
I was his
you're fine. Fan. Trust me. You're fine. I would rather watch that.
Just to be in the same class.
I get it. Rock to Sleep by Nathan Sutherland and have this happen to me.
You can't steal that one.
Steal what?
He doesn't understand it. It was funny.
If it's funny, I don't understand
it.
He's
not going to steal it if it was good.
No, I just
want for Christ's
sake. The next comedian.
Can I do that? That's what I was waiting for. Coming up next, Mr. Reese Muñez.
This is the guy that wanted to kill that Dave Holloway.
Yeah, he was throwing the gang signs through the window.
Reese Muñez. Yes?
Yep, that's it.
Reese Muñez. Welcome to the stage, Reese. Right. All right, go right ahead, sir.
All right, well,
I think women are getting way too aggressive in the bedroom, first of all. You know, they want to be slapped, spanked, and choked. It's like these girls can't come without a concussion, dog. I don't know what it is. But they're not even worried about STDs anymore. They're more worried about CTE when they go home, bro. Like, I remember, like, the first time a girl asked me to hit her in bed, it kind of felt like a trap, too. You know, because she was like, hit me. I was like, I'm going to need to see that on some paperwork first. Like, can you say that to the red light coming from the dresser for me?
He's illegally taping.
It's crazy, though, because I remember, like, me and this girl about to have sex, and I asked if she had protection, and then she threw in a mouthpiece.
Oh, nice.
And then she taped her hands, gave me some headgear. We just fought for 30 minutes, dude. We didn't even have sex.
Is that it?
Oh, that's it, everybody.
Have you been doing this for a while?
I've been doing it about 4 years.
4 years? How's it going?
Amazing.
Is it good? You're liking it? Do you have a regular job too?
Have a day job is what I'm trying to do.
What do you do?
I do insurance type of work.
Type of work?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Private. Like insurance.
Insurance. Depends on what you need insured, bro.
That was so Mexican-Italian. I do insurance type of work.
I understood what he was talking about.
Of course you did.
Coming from a Mexican, insurance work means you steal radios, and then I have to deal with my insurance.
No, it just means that you call me up, like, hey, I left my car over here in this parking lot. I'm like, all right. You know,
we have an insurance.
You're in good hands.
We have an insurance.
You're saying you need insurance.
Tijuana, here it comes.
So you deal in insurance fraud.
Hey, you said it.
You did it. All right, there you go. Well, thank you very much, Reese. Reese Munoz, nice job. Thank you, man. Good luck to you.
I like Reese.
I like Reese, too. Reese is good. Thank you, Reese. That was great. Reese Munoz, everybody. See, it's better than Play-Doh.
It is.
It is.
Well,
more fun.
It was. Now we Kevin's got this. Back. Yeah.
Gilroy, everybody.
Where are your glasses again? You lose them?
Well, I don't have another list of comedians to come up, so.
Oh, okay. Is that seven or no? We got.
Oh, I didn't give him the last two. Mike Scarborough is next.
Okay, coming up next, Mike Scarborough.
Well done,
that's
Kevin.
That was awesome.
Perfect. That was exactly what we're looking for. Mike Scarborough or Brady? This is a Brady clone.
It's looking good.
Oh, here he comes. It's
about to be the last comic falling.
Here we go. Careful. Oh, he's stepping on the wire. All right, there you go. Mike Scarborough, go ahead.
All right. I've been trying to spice things up with the wife. Finally, I talked her into acting out porn as it was playing in front of us. I think she was into it, till the first time I punched her in the face.
Jesus.
Gilroy, shut up.
When I was a kid, I tried to teach myself karate. I was pretty much willing to try anything to stop being molested.
Oh, I'm sad.
Some people like to eat freshly baked cookies. I prefer them a little sooner when they're still dough. Do you think that maybe that's how pedophiles rationalize it?
Oh,
he's got a whole load of pedophile stuff. Itchy's working with issues.
Hey, my dad used to say that Vicodin and vodka both start with V. Now he's dead. Next joke. Do you think that one day mentally challenged people might start making music where they say retard a lot?
I get it.
I see what he did.
I'll leave you here. I started.
I like that one.
It's theirs, is what he's saying.
I'll leave you here. I decided that I was going to start taking crystal meth so that I should shed the dead weight in my life. Mm-hmm. Now I'm fatter than I've ever been, but they did take my kids away.
There you go. Mike Scarborough.
Thanks for having me.
Nicely done.
That's solid.
And his shirt, it says Get Woke, and it's got a picture of Narcan on it. You got some demons.
Yeah.
You know what I appreciate about you, Mike? Oh, he's walking away. He's a man of size, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of times men of size wear shirts with their pregnant belly start, and he wears a shirt underneath so we didn't have, like, because his shirt started to ride up, I noticed. And then, like, but he has a yellow shirt underneath so we didn't have to see belly skin. Remember our old guy, Rob Flanagan, his shirt would go up and you'd see his gut all the time? I appreciate that.
Because you got me thinking
from this
about
angle,
it.
Yeah, his belly would have been out. Would have been all right. Hi, Kevin.
I'm excited for this next guy. He's the 198 listener that doesn't hate me. It's Gary DeSante.
Well, did it.
Gary.
Gary.
That
Gary, that's
really
not
Gary.
That's not a good way to start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If this is your idea of a comic genius, then Gary, we'll just skip you.
It's like what Andre the Giant said, right? I like my opponents to think they're doing well.
Oh, I see. You're giving him false hope. There you go. Welcome, Gary.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Good. So porn's getting a little out of control now, isn't it? I mean, when I was a kid, we used to have to flip through the channels, those scrambled screens, and try to find a nipple. That was a good time. Now you can find anything that you never wanted to see anytime you want. So I'm scrolling through, and I find a woman doing something really inappropriate with a dog, which is perfect for this show because it's a happy ending show, right? Ew. But it made me think.
I painted the picture there.
It did. And, but it made me think of Scooby-Doo for whatever reason. You know, here you go. You got Daphne, who is clearly there for Fred. Velma never had any interest in Shaggy, right? I'm sure he was interested, but she was not. What happened every episode? Jinkies, I lost my glasses. Somebody help me find my glasses. She's on all fours on the ground. Shaggy's like, I'll help you, Velma. Where's your glasses? I'll help you find them. No, she don't want his help. She wants Scooby's help. Scooby, I put a Scooby snack somewhere. Can you find it? Yeah.
Do this to my childhood. Come on.
Scooby-Doo, right? I mean, it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable, people.
I'm going to throw up. Gary.
I think all the porn's giving me a commitment issue, though. I have a real problem with commitment. I used to be an atheist like you, John.
Yeah.
But I couldn't even commit to believing in nothing.
That's pretty good.
All right. That's my time, folks. Hey, thank you. Work it out,
Gary.
Comedy,
everybody. Gary.
I like Gary. Gary's
work it out, comedy. Barbara jokes.
Can we say where else, else you do?
So, work it out, comedy. We're trying to bring people from the street to the stage. That's our whole goal.
Homeless people doing comedy.
Homeless people. Yeah. All the homeless people should be on stage.
Right. So, yeah, trying to bring street people up on stage.
I'm covering leeches.
All right. Great. That's your time. Gary, can we say what else you do also?
I'm an arborist.
The other thing. Yeah, he's the lead singer of A Perfect Tool. Yeah. Gary, nice job. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah,
he's at the Rock Bar on January 14th.
There you go.
That's why he was
Gary
here.
Gary is always selling.
And he shouts that out because you won't see him tonight at Happy Ending. That's the next time he's on stage will be his band, which is very good. And maybe stick to that. Kevin Gilroy is back.
Yep. We're going to take a break and get lined up.
Take us to a break, Kevin.
Yeah, take us to break.
Take us to a break.
Even his headphones tried to jump off his face.
Exactly.
Let's talk.
I hope Gary did good. Cause
who?
Gary.
Oh, yeah.
Good Gary. It has two G's in it,
doesn't
it?
It's Gary.
Gary.
Can we go to break?
No,
I want to hear what he's doing. Wanted to hear commercials so bad.
No. Have a joke and take us to break.
Have a joke. So did you just hear about...
All right, that's enough.
See, I told you.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, we're going to commercial. It's 98 KUPD.
Whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.